and DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 54. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows level off around 35. Highs around 67. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. About an inch of snow Thursday through Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Legislature kicked off this week discussing two different property tax bills that would try and relieve some of the property taxes in the state after seeing them be on the rise over the last few years. KSNT News reports that one of the bills being discussed includes House Bill 2366 that would allot $54 million of retail sale tax revenue in the state to be moved from the state's general funds to county treasurers twice a year until 2027. They say the amount that each county would get would be based on the county's population. House Bill 2364 also would increase property exemptions for residential properties to $65,000. They say that the exemption would also be adjusted based on the average percent change in residential property values for the next 10 years.
We can be facing a situation where people on fixed income who've paid for their homes and lived there all their lives can't afford to stay in those homes. And so what we want to do is we want to try to help those people out.
That audio from KSNT News. The 44th Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale is set for Saturday, March 18th. Sale starts at 1 p.m. at the ranch just north of Zenda, Kansas. Molitor Angus Ranch will be offering 110 bulls and 40 females. So join the auction at the ranch just 5 miles north and 2.5 miles west of Zenda, Kansas. Or you can watch and bid online for free at dvauctions.com. That's dvauctions.com. Molitor Angus Ranch is a family-owned operation excelling in performance, calving ease, and gentle dispositions. So mark your calendar and join us for the 44th Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale, set for Saturday, March 18th at 1 p.m. For more information, call Mike Molitor at 620-243-3081. That's 620-243-3081. Or to see a full-scale catalog online, go to MolitorAngus.com. That's MolitorAngus.com. It's the 44th Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale. We'll see you at the ranch on Saturday or online at dvauctions.com. Police in Emporia, Kansas are warning residents about potential scammers after getting multiple calls from individuals in the area regarding a scam from an individual who claimed to be with the company of Evergy. WIBW reports that the first calls that started coming into the Emporia Police Department on Friday last week, where they say multiple individuals had fell victim to a man on the phone who claimed to be from the company, indicating that they were behind on payments and that their power would be shut off within the hour, and asked for payments made to Cash App. The company has released a statement saying that they will not be collecting any of their bills through a mobile app and will send letters to a home before a power is officially disconnected. The Emporia Police Department also reminded individuals to verify who they're doing business with by hanging up and calling an official company number. In other news, the Kansas Supreme Court has affirmed the sentencing of a man who unintentionally killed two people in Sedgwick County. WIBW reports that the Kansas Supreme Court rejected the claim that Tyler Deck said the Sedgwick County District Court did not have the jurisdiction to sentence him on attempted unintentional second-degree murder.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the University of Nebraska at Lincoln has released their latest economic indicators for the state of Nebraska, with the leading economic indicator rising for the month of January, according to the latest report. As they say, the economy rose by 1.29%. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the indicator, it is designed to predict economic activity for the next 6 months. And Professor Carl Nielsen of Economics and the Director of Bureau of Business Research, along with Dr. Eric Thompson, said that the leading indicator had been relatively mixed over the last few months, but is now on the rise, as they say the pattern suggests a slow growth for the state economy during the first half of 2023. The indicator looks at six separate components, including business expectations for the private sector, along with building permits for single-family homes, airline passenger counts, and initial claims for unemployment insurance, along with the value of the U.S. dollar and manufacturing hours. And according to the study, they say most of the components improved during the month of January. Mid-America Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A special election in Marshall County has been set for Tuesday, April 25th, to decide if the county should enter into a lease purchase agreement not to exceed $6.5 million toward construction of a new jail facility. A $12 million complex is planned east of Marysville, north of Subway, and was challenged by a resident petition submitted in October with 500 signatures confirmed, exceeding the 394 required to move forward with a vote. Commissioners have been encouraged to host town hall meetings to outline the project, with just a single public meeting held previously as plans moved forward for a new jail. An initial town hall is planned Tuesday, March 21st at Landall Lanes in Marysville at 7 p.m. Two others are tentatively planned March 28th and April 4th at locations to be determined in Blue Rapids and the Beatty-Axtell area. Early voting would begin April 5th with the special countywide election planned Tuesday, April 25th. A unanimous vote was passed to publish the resolution next week. Plans for a new health department building were to go before Marysville Planning and Zoning Committee last week. Twin Valley sought and received commitment for a letter of support for a grant toward construction of a splash park on property that organization owns in Beatty. Washington County Road and Bridge Supervisor Justin Novak quit last week after serving the post since 2015, and interim supervisor may be contracted until a new hire is completed. Commissioners discussed damage to the county blacktop north of Washington, which has seen considerable additional truck traffic during the oil cleanup efforts, which continue. A TC Energy official is set to face questions from lawmakers Tuesday during a joint meeting of two House committees of the Kansas legislature, that following the December 7th oil spill of the Keystone Pipeline in Washington County. A public hearing was held at the Jefferson County, Nebraska Planning and Zoning Commission meeting last Thursday after outlining changes to make recommendations on wind energy regulations. A recommendation will be considered by Jefferson County commissioners, who will also host a public meeting on the matter March 23rd at the 4-H building on the fairgrounds in February. USDA Farm Service Agency reminds producers that enrollment in the Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage, the ARC and PLC program, deadline is March 15th for the 2023 crop year. A Marysville man charged with murder in the death of his wife waived his right to a preliminary hearing and is set for a plea entry next month. Gerald Brown faces first-degree murder charges in the death of his wife, Jennifer Brown, at their home north of Marysville Thanksgiving Day. He is being held on $1 million bond, with the next hearing set for April 4th. Gage County authorities were dispatched to Wymore Saturday evening with a report of person or persons discharging a firearm from a vehicle in the area near 11th and G Streets around 9 p.m. Deputies investigated, and with witness and surveillance video, were able to identify suspect vehicles, two of which were stopped in Wymore, with five suspects involved. 24-year-old Brittany Swearingen and 20-year-old Zaid Swearingen, both Kansas residents, were arrested on multiple charges, including open container, drugs and concealed weapon possession, use of a weapon, terroristic threats, and discharge of a weapon from a roadway. The two are being held at the Gage County Detention Center. Eric W. Pishney, age 51, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. He had cancer. Memorial service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Nerman will follow at the Czech Moravian Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Eric Pishney. Bert V. Wymore, age 77, of Liberty, passed away March 10. A memorial service is planned March 21st, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Bert Wymore.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative invites all to their current exhibit, Serendipity, presented by Sarah Russell, running until March 30th at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. An artist reception will be held March 16th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. with refreshments provided. A former Marysville resident herself, Sarah has always found value in things others might discard, transforming trinkets, mannequins, and fabrics into whimsically created art. Now a house mom for the Alpha Kappa Lambda fraternity at the University of Kansas, Sarah is thrilled to share her passion for art with you. The exhibit will run until March 30th, with the center being open Sundays 2 to 3 p.m., Tuesday and Thursdays 4 to 6 p.m., and Saturdays 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Join for the artist reception and refreshments Thursday, March 16th from 5 until 6:30 p.m. at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art to recognize artist Sarah Russell. For more information, contact the Marshall County Arts Cooperative via Facebook or visit marshallcountyarts.org.
Second Tuesdays are really something special. Marysville Chamber and Main Street, along with a dozen local businesses, are offering exclusive deals that you can find all day only on the second Tuesdays. And they'll be open late tonight until 6.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and slightly warmer today with our highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear skies and breezy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying breezy throughout Wednesday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. A chance for some rain throughout Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 50s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Then rain and snow showers are likely throughout Thursday, still staying breezy with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Westerly winds between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. More rain and snow showers are possible throughout Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds between 25 and 30 and gusting up to 45. Some flurries early Friday morning, then mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March, 56. Record high in this date, 82. The average low, 31, and the record low, 1 degree. Sunrise this morning, 7:41. Sunset this evening at 7:33.
It'll never be as cool as Friday, but Tuesday does have a lot going for it. We will give it our best sales pitch today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com. Chili.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 14th, the 73rd day of the year. Olympic gymnast Simone Biles and actor Billy Crystal were both born on this day. As days of the week go, Tuesday may have a humdrum reputation, but it turns out to be a great day for lots of activities. Dining out, for example, well, many restaurants are closed on Mondays and will have freshly stocked kitchens on Tuesdays. Looking for a deal on airline tickets? Airlines often announce fare specials on Tuesday. If you need to schedule surgery, make it a Tuesday. According to folklore, it's more likely to be successful. And Tuesday's all business reputation is still intact. Business executives say today is usually the most productive day of the week. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Looking for more best day activities? Find them online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the men's basketball college tournament is officially underway, starting this evening with the first four, kicking off with the first games tonight against SEMO and Texas A&M. That tip-off tonight at 5:40. Game number two includes number 11 Pittsburgh against number 11 Mississippi State. That tip-off at 8 p.m. For Kansas teams, we'll have to wait just a couple more days as the number one Kansas Jayhawks come up into the number one seed, taking on number 16 Howard. That tip-off at 1 p.m. on Thursday. Kansas State has their first round to play on Friday with an evening game at 8:40 against number 14 at Montana State. Other Big 12 teams include number 6 TCU, as they're set to be determined with their tip-off on Friday after the first four rounds. Number 3 Baylor is set to take on number 14 at UCSB. And the new Big 12 champions, the number 2 Texas Longhorns, will have their Thursday tip-off in round number 1 of the playoffs against number 15 Colgate. Wednesday's first four include FDU taking on Texas Southern and Nevada at Arizona State.
We have Clay from Best Body Shop here with some exciting news for anyone looking for a career change. Clay, why don't you tell us what's going on over at Best Body Shop?
What's up, KGSO listeners? This is Clay from Best Body Shop, and I want to tell you what we have going on right now. Our team is growing, and we are looking for people to join. If you are looking for a career in the collision repair industry with a diverse team and an amazing culture, then reach out today. Text 316-445-9850. We can't wait to hear from you.
You need to be in La Crosse, Kansas at the La Crosse Livestock Market on March 15th at 1 p.m. for the 28th annual Mid-Kansas Angus and Simmental Breeders Annual Bull Sale. With 50 Angus and Sim Angus bulls selling, along with 25 commercial Angus and Sim Angus females, the sale will be live, or you can visit liveauctions.tv to bid online. For more information, visit mkab.com. Or just come and visit us on March 15th at 1 p.m. at the La Crosse Livestock Market.
It's the end of the 2023 season for Emporia State's basketball team as they came to a close over the weekend after their loss to Minnesota Duluth in round number 2 of their NCAA basketball tournament with a final score of 84-79. KSNT News reports that Emporia State finished off their season at a 23-9 record for the season this year after seeing their very first men's basketball NCAA victory in tournament play on Saturday. It was a tight game as the Hornets were tied with Minnesota going into the halftime and even took the lead in the second half slightly by a 43-40 margin before Minnesota pulled away with a 15-point lead. Owen Long was the leading scorer for Emporia State, putting 25 points on the board in Sunday's loss. And overall, it was the first tournament appearance that Emporia State had seen under the 5-year head coach of the team, Craig Doty. Basketball season also wrapped up for the Wichita State Shockers as they finished off 6th overall in the American Athletic Conference for the year, with their final game losing against Tulane in the AAC tournament 82-76. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Marysville had three boys selected to the North Central Kansas All-League team, seniors Jack Lauer and Rhett Williams, and sophomore Willow Tott. They were joined by Abilene's Tristan Cotton and Stockton Timbrook, Clay Center's Mark Hoffman and Cole Pladsen, Concordia's Asen Cash and Joey Henderson, and Emory Wolf of Wamego. NCKL honorable mention went to Marysville seniors Peyton Smith and Rook Williams, Abilene's Grant Waite and Brax Fisher, Chapman's Keelan Groover, C.J. Holm, and Weston Langvark, Clay Sutter's Jace Weiler, Concordia's Peyton Breeze and Peyton Rutter, and Wamego's Drew Petty and Colin Donahue. Marysville boys won the league title, undefeated 10-0, with Abilene second at 7-3, Wamego finishing third at 5-4, Concordia fourth place, Chapman number five, Clay Sutter rounding out the league race. Clay Center went on a 4A state, falling in the first round, and Marysville finished runner-up to Heston in 3A boys state. All NCKL girls' first team includes Marysville junior Bella Rader, Clara Danifer of Abilene, Chapman's Maya Kirkpatrick and Kiera Jones, Clay Center's Reagan McDonald and Haley Bent, Charlie Cash of Concordia, and Wamego's Lexi Heck, Ashton Pearson, and Trista Hubler. Honorable mention to Ava Locke and Alicia Fries of Chapman, Taylor McDaniel and Carly Carlgren of Concordia, and Addison Denny and Riley Meinhardt of Wamego. As the Lady Raiders finished the regular season undefeated in league play atop the NCKL, Clay Center runner-up at 6-4, then Chapman 5-5, Marysville finishes 4-6, Concordia 3-7, Abilene 2-8.
Bring out your true Irish with the Wagon Wheels corned beef and cabbage special this St. Patrick's Day. If that doesn't fit your taste buds, come in and wash down your favorite meal on a Saturday night with green beers on tap. Bank on the luck of the Irish with St. Patrick's Day specials this Saturday at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville.
Always evaluate the need to treat before applying any pesticide, organic or synthetic. Plus, needlessly applying chemicals can harm the good insects that help manage garden pests. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This strategy applies to scale insects as well. Their hard shell coverings can hang on branches for many seasons after they've died. Use a sewing needle to flip over the waxy coating and a hand lens for a closer look. Living scale are plump and round and often bleed when uncovered. Check at least 25 scale insects. Multiply the number of live scale found in every 25 checked by 4 to calculate the percentage of live insects. If the percent of live scale is low, a dormant oil spray applied to plants when dormant or insecticidal soap when the crawlers are active will usually provide sufficient control. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Most of us have a car. Some of us have a boat. What if you wanted both but only had the money for one or the other? Trip here shows you that problem may be solved. Go back in time to a car that still gets a lot of looks on this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Doug Malone loves to share the story behind one of the most unique cars you may ever see.
This is an Amphicar 770. Not a lot of people have heard of an Amphicar. Amphicar is an amphibious car, meaning that it goes on both land and in the water.
Specifically, he's describing the Amphicar 770, which means it will go about 7 miles per hour in the water and 70 on the land. It was originally designed during World War II for the German Army. They decided to use a style made by Volkswagen instead, but designer Hans Trippel moved ahead with a version for the masses.
By 1961, the car was debuted in New York to a very excited American public. Most all of these cars, even though they were built in Berlin, were sold in the United States.
It was a novel idea, a car and boat all in one, but there were drawbacks.
You had to stop and grease them in about 13 different places after 5 hours in the water. People didn't want to mess with that, so they'd hoped to sell 20 to 30,000 of them. Actually sold about 2,300 of them.
The Midwest Dream Car Collection in Manhattan, Kansas has one, and Doug got to take it into the water for the first time.
It's a fascinating experience the first time you drive a car in a lake. One, it's fun to watch the people on the dock see someone pull up in a car and drive in the lake. They're all freaking out.
But there was a bigger question about insuring such a car.
Because we'd never had this in the lake before. You know, what if we drive it in and it sinks? So I talked to our insurance people. It would be covered by insurance. One of them not being, if you just drove it in the water and it sunk, you're out of luck. I reached out to our benefactors that are responsible for our museum, and he said, oh, don't worry about it. If it sinks, we'll pull it out and dry it off.
The car performed as promised, and Doug kicked in the propellers as they entered the water. You can see the Amphicar here at the museum, along with the videos of their lake cruises on our TV story on the Facebook page for American Countryside. Traveling the countryside in Manhattan, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
You just hate it when the forecast calls for sunshine and then it rains all day? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A California company can create forecasts tailored to your location as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
My dad always used to say, when it rained 40 days and 40 nights, we only got 2 tenths. Weather forecasts from the National Weather Service encompass a broad area. Sometimes the temperature or rainfall in one part of your county is vastly different from what happens on your farm, which can make daily management decisions tricky. A new company called Benchmark Labs in California has developed a system to target weather forecasts for your specific location. CEO Carlos Gaitan says they use data coming from LOT sensors on your farm that monitor environmental conditions.
It's hardware that combines many sensors that record their usually relative humidity, temperature, wind speed and direction, maybe solar radiation, pressure. We get information from the farms with these sensors, and then we correct the forecast of the national weather agencies to match or to be more accurate, more reflective of the conditions at the farm level.
He says web and phone apps will give real-time data and weather forecasts.
We use current information from the IoT sensors, but we also get data from the National Weather Services to provide a forecast up to 10 days into the future at an hourly level. farmers care deeply about what is going to happen in the next 24 hours. And we provide them a forecast for those variables for the next day. And then in the web and mobile app, they can see the forecast over the next 10 days.
Gaitan says this technology can improve the accuracy of weather forecasts at your location by as much as 60%. Learn more about this weather forecasting technology at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Growing up, we lived on an acre of land that didn't have any trees. So my dad, brother, and I planted more than 100 trees one summer. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. Those first few summers will forever be ingrained in my memory. My brother and I were responsible for watering each tree every day. It was no small task. You know, I really think planting a tree is an act of true generosity. When you put a seed or seedling in the ground, you know it won't become a big tree anytime soon. And maybe it won't until you pass from this earth. But you do it anyway. That's one way you can be a good steward of the gifts God has given you. It's about planting your time, talent, and treasure for the benefit of others. And it may be years or even generations before that full benefit will be obvious. You are unique in this world,
and you have unique gifts. So plant those gifts where they will grow, and others will be blessed by your generosity, now and into the future.
Advice for guarding domestic poultry from a deadly disease, today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right-spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Migrating birds will head north again soon, and you can bet some of them will be carrying a virus called highly pathogenic avian influenza, bird flu for short. Dr. Gerald Stocka is a veterinarian and livestock stewardship specialist with North Dakota State University Extension.
It's not just the migratory bird population that becomes impacted. Other birds can be impacted as well, and even some of the mammals that can come in contact with these infected birds or the infected meat of these birds.
Stocka urges those growers who have poultry outside to take precautions to avoid contact with wild birds.
We've tried to encourage a specific area with limits where the poultry can go for a certain time, and maybe there's even some facilities that have wheels, they can move them different places. You can put them into an enclosure so they're not exposed to the outdoors.
Stocka urges poultry owners to take the warning seriously.
Don't become complacent, because that's usually when something happens. You start thinking, well, I haven't heard of anything going on. I'll just kind of let these birds go wherever they want to. Have your fence of biosecurity still at a high level, because I don't think we're there yet where we can let down our guard in any way.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in a quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Here's a get your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Now we know that farming comes with unique risk. Here's Chad Smith.
That's why every farmer should talk with a crop insurance agent before the March 15th crop insurance sales closing deadline. Tom Zacharias is president of National Crop Insurance Services.
As we head into spring, it's important to realize how much we depend upon our farmers and ranchers. America's family farmers provide the U.S. with the most abundant and inexpensive food supply in the entire world, and U.S. agriculture contributes to the health of our economy. Our well-being and our economy depend on our farmers and ranchers, and farmers in turn depend on crop insurance to help them manage the risks they face in their operations. To help manage this risk, farmers should sit down with their crop insurance agent before the March 15 sales closing deadline to carefully evaluate their crop insurance options this year.
And now let's look at your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255. The 4-inch soil temperature at Hiawatha is 38 right now. Looking at Liddell, 35, 36 in Sherman, is 37, Olathe, 40 at Miami, 41 at Richfield, 42 Meade, 43 in Ashland, 38 Hodgman, 34 at Norton, 37 Russell Springs, 37 Tribune. It's 40 degrees at the 4-inch level at Hamilton, 42 at Stanton, 40 at Willis Tech Farm, 43 at Harper, 40 at Viola, 41 Hayesville, 41 Pretty Prairie, 43 at Parsons, and 42 at Cherokee. And that's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Brett Michaels, Mardi Gras 2023, Saturday, May 13th, First Council Casino. From over 50 million albums sold comes the Poison Hits and Solo Hits Live. All for the men who started VH1's Rock of Love, the Masked Singer on Fox and ABC's Greatest Hits. Brett Michaels, Mardi Gras 2023. Purchase online at 7clans.com or by phone at 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
We have Clay from Best Body Shop here with some exciting news for anyone looking for a career change. Clay, why don't you tell us what's going on over at Best Body Shop?
What's up, listeners? This is Clay from Best Body Shop, and I want to tell you what we have going on right now. Our team is growing, and we are looking for people to join. If you are looking for a career in the collision repair industry with a diverse team and an amazing culture, then reach out today. Text 316-445-9850. We can't wait to hear from you.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Incorporating precision ag technology into your farming operation and determining if it's a good fit. Today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Tyler Strahl is a precision ag specialist with Mustang Seeds, a family-owned company based in Madison, South Dakota. They deal mainly with corn and beans. His job is to analyze data and maps post-harvest and suggest changes to benefit an operation for the next year. In his experience in working with farmers, Strahl helps to determine if using precision ag is worth it for the farmer.
For me, it's if there's an ROI on the product. You know, you can get a yield bump, but the product might come with a cost too, so you got to weigh both measures.
He adds that precision seed technology incorporates using seed treatments, chemical applications, and comparing varieties based on the regions that they are planted in. In addition, Strahl manages and monitors test strip plots.
Yeah, so part of my job, too, is planning a lot of strip trial plots. So I'll go over South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and plant these plots. And then usually they're harvested by the growers, but, you know, all that data is recorded. And then we can analyze some of that stuff as far as what else is. You know, it records the weather, the data was planted, the seeding rates, and you can kind of break it down per region.
Additionally, Strahl shares an example of some new technology he is using to help improve field tracking on the plots.
We're using another system that allows us to have like note taking tied in with all of it. It's a product by GDM called Good Seed, and it lets us manage our soybean production acres a little better, keep better track of our notes, and then have it available to our internal system as well.
I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on precision ag technology, go to agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March the 15th, starting at 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs, consisting of 20 choice calf-fed vaccinated Red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have fancy calves beside. There'll be 150 reputation black first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 75 day old calves beside. At approximately 12:15 p.m., Klein Cattle Company will be selling 20 18 to 20 month old Angus and Sim Angus bulls. They'll be ready for heavy service. They'll also be selling 13 fancy fall-bred first calf heifers. They're AI bred for September 1 calves. Other bulls offered will be Red Angus, Angus, and Hereford bulls. Other fall heifers include 13 Sim Angus heifers bred to Angus bulls for August calving. There'll be 60 black cows, 6 to 8 years old. They'll have 350 to 450-pound fall calves beside. There'll be 80 black and black-white face and red cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus bulls for fall calves. They'll have 125 black and red cows, 3 to 8 years old, with 30 to 60-day-old spring calves beside, plus 90 home-raised Angus replacement heifers that weigh 7 to 750 pounds. For more information, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, some good news helping the markets at this time. Looks like that the Fed will not raise interest rates as much as what some thought. All of this because the two regional banks receiving money from the federal government to bail them out over the weekend. So that means that there's a bit of a rally happening with the markets, in particular with grains right now. March corn, 627.5. That's up 3 right now. May corn, 618.25, up 4.75. Looking at wheat for May, 696.75. That's up 12.25. July wheat, 707.25. That's up 11.75. Kansas City wheat for May, 818 right now, up 17.5. Kansas City wheat for July, 806. That's up 16.25. Soybeans for March, 14.99.75 currently. Now that's down a quarter, but May soybeans up by 1.25 at 14.92.5. Cotton for May, 81.21 is your current price. And that's up 3 cents. Cotton for July, 81.79. That's up 14 cents currently. Live cattle for April down 62.5 cents at 162.92.5. Live cattle for June, 157.70. That's down 50 cents right now. Feeder cattle for March down 87.5 cents at 189.95. Feeder cattle for April down $1.42.5 at $195.65. Crude oil having an effect on the markets, down now $2.10 at 72.70. Crude oil for May, 72.84. That's down $2.07. Wall Street right now, Dow up 149, S&P up 43, NASDAQ up 206. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Sunflower Genetics invites you to our 27th annual production sale at the ranch near Dover, Kansas on March 17th. Offering 110 purebred Simmental, Angus, and Sim Angus bulls, along with 40 heifers that come with our 4-year bull guarantee and an exclusive bred heifer option. Come join the Sunflower family on March 17th. For more information, see sunflowergenetics.com. Sunflower Genetics, the perfect blend of genetics for profit.
Calling all ag vendors. Reserve your exhibit space now to reach thousands of farmers and ranchers at the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the Bennett Event Center. Call or visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com to receive extended early bird rates.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTac. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
There are many factors when it comes to making breeding decisions, and one that is often forgotten is temperament. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Sandy Johnson, K-State Beef Reproductive Specialist, gives insight on cattle temperaments and how they play a role in reproduction and selections.
One of the things that change when we're stressed or an animal is stressed is cortisol. We can group animals based on temperament and, you know, see this difference. If they're kind of calm, they have a low cortisol. If they're nervous type, they have high cortisol. And from a standpoint of reproduction, then we can understand that if we start dumping a lot of cortisol in the system, that is influencing a number of metabolic processes as well as hormonal processes. And so, you know, essentially that's throwing a bugaboo in the normal process. And so what we see is that indeed there is some difference in fertility based on temperament.
Johnson discusses the different ways to measure cattle temperaments.
When they come into a squeeze chute, we can give them a score from 1 to 5 based on, you can't hear yourself talk because the chute is rattling so much. That'd be more like a 5, and stands there quietly would be a 1. And the other way we can evaluate temperament is the rate at which they leave the squeeze chute. And then another way to measure, this is probably not as practical, but I think you still notice it. The technical way would be to put an individual animal in a smaller pen with a human and watch the interaction and score it. But, you know, as you're working with a group of animals, the one in the back that looks like a deer with a head up, well, you know, again, this is one to note. And when we think about one of the values of evaluating temperament, if in any way we can get hurt by our livestock, the cost of that injury is so great. It's like she can't be that good.
Johnson continues by explaining how temperaments can play a role in selections and culling.
If we sort heifers that are categorized as calm versus excitable, those heifers have reached puberty earlier that were calm. And we know that cows with an excitable temperament still get pregnant, but, you know, understand that it is impacting fertility. And then I think you think about this as a tool with heifer selection. So if she's nervous, she's not eating as much probably. So, you know, we know that nutritional status is going to also impact reproduction. And her nervousness probably has carryover effects to her counterparts. And so, again, that's information we could use for refining selection process, depending on what's on our selection list, I guess.
That's K-State Beef Reproductive Specialist Sandy Johnson with insight on cattle temperaments and how they play a role in reproduction and selections. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat live on KNDY.
KNDY.
Thank you.
great country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.